Chapter 35, The Word of God, Our Safeguard.
Our watchword is to be to the law and to the testimony. If they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. Isaiah 8:20. We have a Bible full of the most precious truth. It contains the Alpha and Omega of knowledge. The Scriptures, given by inspiration of God, are profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. See 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17. Take the book as your study book. All can understand its instruction. I call upon our ministers, physicians, and all church members to study the lessons that Christ gave his disciples just before his ascension. These lessons contain instruction that the people need. Eternal life is obtained only by eating the flesh and drinking the blood of the Son of God. Verily, verily, I say unto you, Christ declared, that he believeth on me hath everlasting life. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. Whoso eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me, and I in him. It is the Spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit, and they are life. John 6, verses 47 to 63. Christ calls upon his people to believe and practice his word. Those who receive and assimilate this word, making it a part of every action, of every attribute of character, will grow strong in the strength of God. It will be seen that their faith is of heavenly origin. They will not wander into strange paths. Their minds will not turn to a religion of sentimentalism and excitement. Before angels and before men, they will stand as those who have strong, consistent Christian characters. In the golden censer of truth, as presented in Christ's teachings, we have that which will convict and convert souls. Present in the simplicity of Christ, the truths that he came to this world to proclaim, and the power of your message will make itself felt. Do not present theories or tests that Christ has never mentioned and that have no foundation in the Bible. We have grand, solemn truths to present. It is written is the test that must be brought home to every soul. Men may still learn the things that belong to their peace. Mercy's voice may still be heard, calling, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." Matthew 11:28-30. It is only when spiritual life is given that rest is found and lasting good secured. We must be able to say in storm and tempest, "My anchor holds." Let us go to the Word of God for guidance. Let us seek for a "Thus saith the Lord." We have had enough of human methods. A mind trained only in worldly science fails to understand the things of God, but the same mind, converted and sanctified, will see the divine power in the Word. Only the mind and heart cleansed by the sanctification of the Spirit can discern heavenly things. Brethren, in the name of the Lord, I call upon you to awake to your duty. Let your hearts be yielded to the power of the Holy Spirit, and they will be made susceptible to the teaching of the Word. Then you will be able to discern the deep things of God. May God bring his people under the deep movings of his Spirit. May he lead them to arouse, to see their peril, and to prepare for what is coming upon the earth.